Guys, this, you guys, I'm telling you right now, you guys fight. You guys fight. Yeah. I'm damn proud of you. I got mics in here, so I can't really say what I want to say.
Yep.
That's a hell of a win. Now, here's the deal now, okay? Look, we got to turn the page quickly here now. I'm just telling you. You can enjoy it tonight. Okay, we got to come into work tomorrow because Christmas is off. You're not working on Christmas. So we got to get work done tomorrow on Tennessee. Okay, so we all got to be on the same boat because this ain't over yet. Okay, it ain't over. We don't want to waste what we just did right there. So we got to turn the page. We'll see you at noon tomorrow. That is a great win, guys.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle inside NRG Stadium. Joining me, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. You heard Bill O'Brien. Choked up during that. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yes.
A little choked up during that speech.
And
you were, like, practically giddy on the plane coming
back. I was very happy. I've been saying it all week. I'm so happy. And I understand Bill O'Brien being very emotional after that. When they put so much into every single week, they were at 1-4 and 2-5, and then they come back, and they beat the Colts for the first time ever. And he knows the history. I know he was downplaying it last week, and to do it the way they did it with Brandon Whedon coming off the sideline, basically cold, Patty, let's be honest, one rep with the first team last week and it was a handoff, and he plays at a pretty high level. They get the win. They're in pretty good shape right now.
Yeah, absolutely, and boy, you sure hate to see TJ Yates going down, obviously, with the ACL out for the remainder of the season. But let's talk a little bit about Brandon Whedon. As you said, he came in really no reps to speak of whatsoever and led this team to the point where they're ready to put a statue of him outside of the
Well, you never know. Yates probably needs one, too, so let's just see how it goes. But Whedon, I think you have to keep this in mind. As Bill O'Brien said, he's a pro. Obviously, first-round draft choice of the Browns, played with the Cowboys, also a draft choice of the New York Yankees. That's right. He was a pro baseball player before he played college football at Oklahoma State. Very experienced guy, and he embraced the situation well. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
Kind of take us through, if you can, kind of what this whirlwind has been like these last 3-4 weeks since you got here.
Yeah, you know, it's I made a trip down, you know, 3 hours down south, and I get here, and they hand me the playbook at night, and, you know, immediately you start diving in, trying to figure out what, you know, how to take a snap, what the cadence is, and just the small details of this thing. And, you know, here I am 4 weeks later, going in for TJ last week, you know, with minimal reps. But, you know, that's just the way this sport is, and particularly this position. I mean, you just never know when your number is going to be called, and that's kind of been the situation. But it's been fun.
When your number was called last week and you kind of saw the beating that TJ was taking and just what went through your mind?
You know, just go ahead and play football. You know, don't overthink it because sometimes it's even better if you haven't got all the reps and you're not overthinking some things. Just go out and react. See, you know, see the safeties. You know where your answers are. Know who's protected and throw a tight spiral to somebody that's open. I mean, that's really what it comes down to in those situations. So, it was... You know, I hated it for TJ. You know, once he went down, I hated it for him. But again, that's my role on this team, and that was my role last week. So you just got to be ready. You never know when your number is going to be called.
You know, as a quarterback, you're kind of looked upon usually in a team situation in the huddle to be that leader or to be a leader. When you came in, was there anyone or anything that was said to you to kind of that someone else stepped up to be a leader to kind of settle you down and make you feel a little more comfortable?
No, but I could just kind of tell by everybody's demeanor that, you know, they weren't like, oh, God, here we go. You know, I think everybody kind of looked at me when I called that first play. It was a 2-minute drive. You know, it wasn't like we had a change of possession or something like that. You know, I went in there in a 2-minute situation. So, you know, they were still focused on what they're doing. But, no, I think everybody just looked at me like, okay, this guy's played, you know, a lot of snaps in this league. And it felt like the guys had confidence in me, which kind of made me feel better. And I'm like, okay, this is good way of football. So, I don't think anybody really said anything until we got done. You know, we went down, kicked the field goal, and then it was, all right, let's go find a better win this football game.
Obviously, you haven't been here over the last 13 years to know what the significance of that victory in Indianapolis was. But clearly you understood it and you knew the history of it. What kind of did it mean to you to know that people are already saying, okay, the bronze statue of Brandon Whedon finally to get over the Colts, I mean, to actually bring home that victory?
Yeah, you know, it was really, really cool. I mean, you know, what this short – tenure of this organization and never went up there. You know, I didn't know until Wednesday of last week. So, you know, I was more excited just for the older guys that have been here for longer and Mr. McNair and you know, everybody that's kind of been invested in this thing. You know, it's you know, we're playing good football and we're playing well at the right time and to go up there on the road, a divisional opponent, you know, it was a big win for us. You know, kind of gets us going, gives us confidence going forward. finish out these last two games.
What about for you personally to be able to come into a game like that, show that you can do it after, you know, being let go from the Cowboys and kind of the ups and downs of the personal side of the season for you?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the way the year's gone, it's been kind of crazy. You know, I think, you know, I don't think I necessarily stunk it up in Dallas. I mean, I completed, you know, some odd percent of my throws, and, you know, we just didn't win, you know. So I didn't really get down on myself as far as physically, you know, not getting it done. Just getting over that hump and winning a game. You know, we weren't able to do that when I was in Dallas, and that's ultimately why they made the decision. So, you know, but I've still got confidence in my ability. Still got a lot of confidence in, you know, this team around me, and we got really good players. We got a really good defense. So, you know, as a quarterback in this system, you know, go out and just execute. You know, do the little things, take care of the fundamental things, and you know, rely on the guys around you. Let them do the dirty work, as I say. You know, get the ball in their hands and let them go to work.
As we head to Nashville and you look at the Titans, what do you see in their defense, and what are the challenges that they pose for you?
Well, I was around Ray, their defense coordinator, when I was in Cleveland. You know, he's an aggressive-minded guy. Obviously, they're really good up front. You know, they got Jarrell Casey and guys can, you know, Ragpo, and those guys can really get after the passer. You know, and I played with Parrish Cox in college, so I know he's an athletic corner, you know, a taller Ranger corner. So I've got a decent feel for the personnel, still getting better. But they're a good football team. You know, they're well-coached. You can tell they play extremely hard. You know, they probably haven't had the year that they've hoped for record-wise, but they're playing hard. You know, you can tell those guys are motivated to, you know, play for the future per se, or play for each other. And that's, it jumps off the tape when you watch them play.
I don't know where it's all going with Brandon Weeden, Patty, but it's good for the Texans to have him for now.
Yeah, absolutely. And really just the nicest guy. All these quarterbacks are such nice guys. Yeah. You just can't help but to pull for any of them.
Yeah, they're smart and they're pros, like Bill O'Brien said. And man, you need these guys to execute, because who knows what's going to happen at the position down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about the stretch, starting with the Titans this weekend. The Texans could clinch this weekend.
They could clinch. The simplest way, and look, I've got it all mapped out, but the simplest way is Texans win, Colts lose, you're in. Now, the most important thing is here, Texans beat the Titans on the road, which is no gimme 2-foot putt here, Patty. Do you give me those when we play golf?
I do.
Thank you very much. But no one's going to give the Texans anything. It's going to be Zach Mettenberger, not Marcus Mariota, which is a bit of a break, if you will. But this is a football team that has nothing to lose. They've blown 4 fourth quarter leads this year. They're a better team than their record would indicate. I know that sounds cliche, but divisional game, you're going on the road, got to have the antenna up, be ready to go.
Well, and I was listening on your radio show, and your counterpart was talking about how much Zach Mettenberger has improved, matured, and grown, and these two have matched up. Now this will be, I guess, the fourth time.
Yep.
Advantage who?
Well, look, it's hard to say advantage Texans with their quarterback depth issues that they've been suffering through, but the Texans are a better football team overall, better record and all that. However, it's the NFL. I mean, the Titans just took the Jaguars to a massive defeat when it was a really high-scoring game. Both teams just up and down the field. They didn't play that well against New England, but who does? We're familiar with that. Just got to be ready.
All right. Well, you mentioned it, Merry Christmas, earlier in the show. We're going to take a timeout now, but when we come back, we'll find out what your Houston Texans like to give and receive for Christmas. Stay with us.